From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Michelle Norris.
And I'm Melissa Block. A lot of people are going to lose their homes today. Those were the words of San Diego Fire Captain Lisa Blake, as more than 250,000 people have been ordered to evacuate from the path of the Southern California wildfires. Hot, dry winds off the desert are whipping up this deadly and destructive series of fires, and authorities say there's little they can do to stop the flames until the winds die down, tomorrow at the earliest. NPR's Scott Horsley has more from San Diego.
Fire officials describe the situation in San Diego today as bad and getting worse. The biggest threat is a fire that's racing through the northern part of the county from east to west. San Diego Mayor Jerry Sanders issued a sprawling evacuation order covering 100 square miles, much of it heavily populated, including the northern part of the city itself.
This is an extremely quick-moving fire. Probably one like we've never seen before because of the strong winds and the heavy smoke. If you're in an area that could be affected, please pack your car, be ready to evacuate on a moment's notice. If you're nervous at all, please evacuate and go to one of the evacuation centers.
Joanne Paulson started running from this fire yesterday, along with her daughter and grandson. Paulson lives in Ramona, a town in eastern San Diego County that was evacuated overnight.
We were just kind of on alert. We went to the church, one of the churches there in Ramona, and then we were evacuated from there. It took us a good 2 hours to get from Ramona to Rancho Bernardo.
That's less than 20 miles, but the roads leading out of Ramona were choked with thousands of cars and trucks, many pulling horse trailers filled with frightened animals. Paulson took shelter at a hotel in Rancho Bernardo, but by morning the flames were threatening that area, and she was forced to move again. She wound up in the parking lot of Qualcomm Stadium, home to San Diego's NFL team. Carl DeMaio was helping to set up a temporary shelter there in preparation for tens of thousands of evacuees.
This is probably going to be a several-day ordeal, and right now we're thinking of how do we get ourselves set up and organized chaos, so far so good.
Debbie DeLucia was at the stadium, along with her husband John, and their two dogs, Millie and Elvis. DeLucia went to bed last night thinking she was safe from the fire. When she woke up at 4:30 a.m., she knew it was time to start packing.
Bible was number one, and just pictures, things that you can't replace. I'm a teacher, so I brought my grade book, so wanted to make sure that that was safe. And an old picture in the family that's just been forever, so that's pretty much what we did, things that we couldn't replace.
Hundreds of firefighters are on the ground trying to protect homes, but dozens have already been lost. With so many firefighters on the front lines, crews in the rest of the city are stretched thin. More than 1,000 fire engines are en route to San Diego from elsewhere around the southwest, but this is not the only place they're needed. Wind-driven fires are burning from the Mexican border north to Santa Barbara. Before visiting San Diego this afternoon, California Governor Arnold Schwarzenegger stopped off in Malibu, where he toured a Presbyterian church that was burned by a fire there.
I proclaimed a state of emergency in 7 counties, and Cal Fire officials are using whatever resources they need in order to put out those fires.
But firefighters say the flames are moving faster than they expected, fanned by 35-mile-an-hour Santa Ana winds with gusts of up to 70 miles an hour. Those winds have blanketed much of the county with choking soot and smoke. County Fire Coordinator Bill Metcalf says wind and smoke have also grounded most of the fixed-wing airplanes that would ordinarily be used to attack the flames from the sky.
The weather's getting warmer, drier, and the wind has been increasing in velocity, and we expect that's only going to continue to worsen through the day.
Forecasters say the hot, dry winds will continue at least through tomorrow night, with only a modest let-up later in the week. Metcalf grimly warned today the flames are likely to reach the Pacific coast before they're finished. Scott Horsley, NPR News, San Diego.